25 Days of Jesus, An Advent Journey Through the Gospel of Luke by Jennifer Bryant. Read by the author. Foreword. We were rushing through Walmart on a sunny December day in Southern California. Mom wanted to pick up some gift bags and stocking stuffers for the younger kids, and I was her tag-along assistant after school. As Mom darted her cart through the crowds of hurried shoppers, I noticed my favorite colorful jars stacked like soldiers on the end aisle display. "Mom, can I get this candle?" "It smells like a Christmas tree." She grinned and let me add it to our basket. Seasonal candles were my favorite thing as a kid. They were a sign to me that a magical time was coming, and each smell prepared my spirit to get caught up in the fanciful festivities of Christmas. Even the name of each candle was whimsical. Snowy fir, gingerbread cookie, peppermint stick. I wanted the one that smelled like a freshly snowed forest. Balsam, cedar, spruce. Smells are very important to me. Smells instantly transport me to past memories and into imaginary worlds. But we had to drive an hour up to the mountains for anything that resembled a forest. I grew up in a busy city, next to a liquor store parking lot at a major intersection. The smells of tire rubber, gas, and exhaust were first to hit my senses. As the oldest of four kids, our household bustled with sounds and scents of family life, too. Diapers, dishwater, damp towels, and dirty socks were in no short supply. As soon as I was allowed to click a long neck lighter, I was lighting candles. I loved how such a small light could fill an entire room and create a warming mood. That small flame released a powerful fragrance that wrapped us in all the goodness of the holiday. I wonder what it smelled like on that first Christmas night in the manger of Bethlehem. If you've ever spent time around barn animals, you don't need to wonder. I'm sure it was not exactly peppermint sticks and cinnamon pine cones. We get to experience the wonderful smells of celebration because God chose to come down to this dusty world as a baby. He lived among us and eventually sacrificed himself so we could experience the joy of his love and presence in our lives. As you walk through this devotional with your family, we will begin with the Christmas story and walk through each chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Instead of just the manger scene, we will look at the whole picture, the life and purpose of Jesus on earth. In between devotions, sing each classic Christmas song together and notice how the lyrics teach about God's love for his people. Treat it like a Bible study if you like, and look up the corresponding scriptures. Christmas time may bring back memories for you, sweet ones of baked goods or cedar trees, but Christmas might also remind you of difficult times. Remember this: God knows every season of life we go through, and he promises to be close to us. His Spirit stayed with us even after Jesus resurrected, and is with us even now. Do you believe that? The blessing of Christmas is that Christ came to redeem us back to himself. Redemption is about restoring what has once been broken, forgotten, or left worthless. His birth, life, and death is our great hope because we regain purpose as precious creations of a living God. Decide in your heart what you will do with this Christmas season. The old times have passed away. Keep the good memories and carry them forward. Create a new season of new memories and new traditions, but never forget the original reason why we celebrate. Take in all the wondrous scents of Christmas and hold each other close. Read and pray together for Advent, not as another thing for the to-do list, but to solidify the bonds of your family relationship. Light your candles bake delicious treats, and gather together in the memory, acceptance, and grace of what Jesus did for you. Visit practicalfamily.org/25daysofjesus to get your paperback or Kindle version of this devotional. Join our Facebook group to access more fun resources. Join in the discussion with other families about holiday favorites, recipes, giveaways, and videos from me and the kids on how to make the most of this devotional experience. May God bless you as you continue to walk with Jesus and keep Him close to your heart this Christmas.